Those that I am inviting in to join this mastermind are the go-getters. They're the action takers. They are those that are hungry to make the goals that they have a reality within their business. They are the no excuses, just results. If that sounds like you, then this is the mastermind that you want to be in.
Welcome to Behind the Grit, the podcast where chaos is no match for grit. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, I don't wait for success. I make a way despite all odds. For me personally, after living in quiet desperation, facing numerous challenges followed by tragedy, I refuse to give up. To this day, I remain disciplined and I continue to grow my business, create a legacy while curating a life I love on my terms. I know for me, failure has taught me things I wouldn't have learned from success. I have faced an insurmountable amount of adversity over the past decade, and I never gave up, nor will I. In this podcast, I'm going to share my unfiltered, raw, and real lessons on how having downright grit is a necessity in business and in everyday life. This podcast is not only for entrepreneurs, it's for anyone who's faced adversity or who is struggling with a lack or a fixed mindset or who knows they are meant to make an impact but don't know where to start. I'm not only going to share the challenges I experienced, I'm going to share the solutions and strategy I use to pull myself back up each and every time.
Pull up a chair on this podcast, grab a notepad, pour yourself a drink. I'm going to dive deep into what Empire Builders Mastermind will encompass. I've had some questions pop up since sharing about launching my very own mastermind program. In case you're new around here and you're just finding out this news, I've been sharing my inspiration for launching my business mastermind for the last couple of weeks. I want you to keep in mind that masterminds exist for many topics in very many industries. Personally, I belong to several masterminds. Some include how to grow a podcast, how to create a course, how to scale a digital business, an all-female business mastermind where it's 500 female entrepreneurs. There are so many. I could go on and on. On a personal level, I belong to a mastermind that is overcoming grief because I've lost both of my parents close to each other. And it is a group of children that have lost both parents. So talk about feeling supported and encouraged in there. I'm also in another mastermind about biohacking my health as I age, and I intend to age gracefully every step of the way. I have invested in biohacking because I love it. I believe in it. And I do some of the things I'm not quite there yet, but it is a group that is stretching me outside of my comfort zone. And then I have a really fun one that I am in, and it took me a while, to be honest, to actually sign up for this one. It is called Midlife for Women, and I did not want to sign up for it, but it kept drawing me in. Every time the coach in this one asked questions, I checked the box, yes, 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 I need to be in. And finally, I said, you know what, even though I don't believe I am in midlife, I have to come to the conclusion that I really am. My age is telling me that. So I joined, and I'm telling you, it is so fun, so fun. I actually met with she's a psychotherapist by trade. She is a coach for midlife women, and she makes it so fun. She puts a new spin on aging. It's for women over the age of 50. And I had drinks with her in West Hollywood this week, and we just talked and talked, and she had so much knowledge. She is so gifted. This all came out of a mastermind. So if you can tell, I believe in them. If you don't know what they are, I encourage you to check out a starter one. But when you are looking into masterminds for your business, it has to be something that you're going to grow from, you're going to learn from. So you want to be surrounded with like-minded people, other entrepreneurs and other business owners that are at your phase of business. There's sometimes that you have masterminds for business where they open the doors and you pay a fee to come in for maybe it's a month, 3 months, a year, who knows, they're all different. And there are business owners from every level. There's some that don't even know where to start. There's some in the mid-range. There's some that are totally scaled and been long-term business owners making millions upon millions upon millions. And sometimes those rooms can be a little intimidating because as you're in there, you may not want to share. You're not apt to share where you are because there's so many people doing more than you. Or maybe you're doing more and you're like, oh, I'm going to scare the person that's just starting out. And those are the masterminds where I feel that I've been in those rooms and they form cliques, which there's nothing wrong, but the point of a mastermind is to network together inside of it, not to form groups as to what level you're at outside of the group, because that takes more time. I want to dedicate and go all in on what I'm making this investment on, not have these sidebars after the mastermind on, oh, if you're just starting out, come over here and talk about this. Oh, if you've scaled to X amount, come over here and talk about this. So my mastermind is for those that are tinkering with the idea of going into business, or for those that have a side business, side hustle that are dabbling with taking it on full time and leaving their security of the full time job, or for those just starting out, or those that are struggling just starting out, those that are midway that need some more strategy, encouragement, need some knowledge. So this is where Empire Builders Mastermind steps in. I am creating something I wish existed when I was starting out, when I was going through the muddy waters, somebody to hold my hand and guide me. So my primary focus inside this mastermind is to stretch you as a business owner. I have a lot of ideas I'm currently implementing as I build out the foundation of the mastermind platform to welcome all my new clients. And I know it doesn't have to be perfect, but I know this platform needs to offer an ease of use for all of those coming in to learn, to grow, and to build their business with my guidance. This mastermind is going to be a collective group of individuals who support and learn from one another while I guide you on what the weekly topic is that we're going to share about. Inside of this mastermind, you're going to find exceptional, highly motivated leaders who we solve problems together. We share advice and we push each other to achieve massive success. Success looks different for everyone. So we're going to discuss that in great detail, what success truly is to each individual inside the mastermind. I want you to keep in mind, as I'm launching this mastermind by application only, I want those who are willing and ready to take massive action to move the needle in their business. I have worked with aspiring entrepreneurs at all levels, and I am here to tell you, and I know for certain, that those that I am inviting in to join this mastermind are the go-getters. They're the action takers. They are those that are hungry to make the goals that they have a reality within their business. They are the no excuses, just results. If that sounds like you, then this is the mastermind that you want to be in. Let me share a story with you. I recently met with somebody who was wanting to work with me one-on-one, and we were talking for about an hour and a half. My strategy sessions are 90 minutes, and she said she had all these great life experiences full of knowledge and wisdom that she wants to share with the world. And she told me she had been compiling them into a journal. She'd been, as things were happening, she was putting them in a journal. And she said she would love to turn it into a book someday. Keyword, someday. That's a trigger word for me, because someday, I believe you have to put an expiration date on this stuff. So I asked her, I said, how long have you been journaling about this? And she said, 10 years. Immediately, I was like, whoa, when is it going to be good enough for you to get that message into the world. And she paused and said, you know what? You're right. I've been fearful. I haven't carved out the time. I thought, who am I to write a book? The next day, I got a message from her, and she shared a working title, a title that's in progress. That's good enough. And she said she put a timeline on what the book is, or is going to be finished, and what the book is going to be printed. And she put a whole timeline to this. That is the type of encouragement I'm going to offer, not just myself, but the people that come into this mastermind. That is how we're going to root each other on. This is how we're going to support and guide each other to get out of your own way. And if you have had a dream for a year, for 5 years, for 10 years, for your entire life, what's stopping you from implementing it? Let's take action. Let's make it a reality. The inspiration you receive inside of a mastermind crosses over into every area of your life. So I want to share a few of them that you will benefit from inside of Empire Builders Mastermind. Accountability. This is a big one, because being a business owner, if you don't go into business with a partner, you are all by yourself. And holding yourself accountable is a large task, because you can get distracted. You have a lot of things to do. Where do you start? You can suffer from procrastination. You may not just even know where to start. You don't have the strategy to do it. So when you have other people in a mastermind, a coaching group to hold you accountable, they become a sounding board, and we guide each other into our growth. We also add structure by leading with weekly topics that we dive into. And then I will also bring experts in monthly to share about what their knowledge base is, so that you can continue to grow. The next part is, this mastermind is a collective. This makes it easier to overcome challenges when you have support of like-minded people that you respect. The experience of sharing with a group can be more productive when you share with people that support you and they understand what you're going through in your business. When you have this group and you can throw out a problem, you can solve the problem quicker. Not only that, but I will be there to guide as well and share all of the solutions that I offer. Inside of the mastermind, we will also offer 360-degree feedback. I know all too well how easy it is to isolate yourself, especially when you're growing a business, if you're just starting out. And unfortunately, you pay a high price when you're attempting to solve each problem or implement a new strategy that you're not educated about in your business. This is working alone. This mastermind is going to solve this, as we give you feedback from all around the room. So you get various solutions. Now, not all of them may work, and the goal is not to overwhelm you. It is to give you ideas, to push you outside of your comfort zone, to come up with the solutions to overcome your obstacles and grow your business. And on that note, we're also going to gain new ideas and new insight. Weekly, we will have brainstorming hours that we're collectively generating new ideas. So if you feel stuck, or you just need some inspiration, that we're there together to inspire one another. I know many times I have lacked the inspiration, and maybe I'll hop into my mastermind, or I'll listen to something inspirational, or a podcast, or I'll read a book, and it hits me. I'm like, I was just inspired. And how I know is because I get up, I stop whatever I'm doing, I get up and I go and I take inspired action on my goals. That is the type of feedback you're going to receive inside the mastermind. Now, collaboration. So there's some masterminds out there that really don't want you to collaborate. I've been in them, and I don't think it's a positive environment, because it's only natural when you're in a private group that you're all paying to be in, that you're going to naturally gravitate towards particular people inside of the mastermind, and you're going to end up having sidebar conversations that are private. Maybe you take it over your text or a phone call. This is where you're going to find opportunities to work together and support each other's business goals. And if it's a good fit, then go for it. That's what it's meant to do, expand your network. So collaboration is something I am going to encourage. This is where I have seen a lot of growth. I've made a lot of new friends that started as somebody in my mastermind, maybe turned into a client, or I've turned into their client. And we've just collaborated, and I have expanded my network. And it's great to pick up my phone and reach out to somebody saying, hey, can I talk to you for 5 minutes about this? Of course, I'm super respectful as they are of our each other's time, because we know that we're extremely busy. But when you have that collaboration, it's great to have that network of like-mindedness so you can bounce business ideas off of one another. The next one is one of my favorite things, because I see this all too often. I see this every single day, that people just aren't thinking big enough. I want to stretch people. I want to push you outside of your comfort zone. I want you to think so big, so big, that it seems ridiculous. I have very few people I share my goals with. And when I do, when the reaction is excitement, rooting me on, supporting me, telling me I can do it, I'm like, I know I can do this. You can accomplish anything you put your mind to. So I'm going to push you to think bigger. If an idea, it feels too far-fetched, you're in the wrong room. You need to be in the room where the people are going to tell you it's not too far-fetched. With the recipe for thinking bigger, and then you add in the strategy, all it takes is implementation and consistency. All of this is what expands the vision for your future. And this is how you get to dreaming bigger, implementing bigger, achieving bigger. So thinking bigger is a big one on my list. The next one is something that I pride myself on. I shared in an earlier episode that I went back to school at the age of 40. Like, who does that? I wanted to sharpen my skill set, especially for the digital economy, and I had no other choice. I had plenty of choices. I chose to invest in myself and my education. So staying ahead of the trends is something I pride myself on. I didn't know education would become so addictive later in life. I personally strive to be ahead of all the emerging trends when it comes to building businesses. I invest countless hours, money, resources to become knowledgeable on what is around the corner and implement it before it goes mainstream. In the past 3 years alone, technology has rapidly changed, and the strategies that you learned 2-3 years ago, maybe you read about it in a book, you studied, you took a course, they're no longer cutting it today. It's changed that fast. You need to know what to do, how to realign your business, and how to do it swiftly to stay relevant. There is a technology software platform that I use that I've been implementing in business for about 5 years, and I can't tell you how fast this has changed. It is like so different from when I started out with it, and it was still a fairly new company, but they have a live conference coming up. And they limit it. They limit attendance. They limit it to 5,000 people. It's not like it's just a small, intimate circle. But I am attending it. It is a solid 5 days of 14 hours every single day of diving deep into all the emerging trends that they've implemented. And I'm going in. No clients, no phone, no texts, no meetings. I'm going in to that room in about 2 weeks, under 2 weeks, and I'm going to sit in there and take it all in. It's extremely expensive to attend it live, but it moves the needle in my business and my clients' businesses, and it's something I'm going to bring to the table. It's one of the things I'm going to bring to the table inside of this mastermind, because staying ahead of the emerging trends is critical to your success. And I pride myself in putting myself in those spots, in those places, in those rooms with the change makers so that I can bring that home and I can do it inside of my business as well. So on that, putting yourself in the right room. This mastermind is going to give you access to the people that you otherwise wouldn't have access to. So let me tell you a story here. If you know me in real life personally, you know I'm a connector. For more than over two decades, I have had people come to me for an introduction or to connect them with somebody they want to meet. It's funny because I have a couple people in my life that I always say, but you know everyone. And I always giggle because I don't know everyone. But what I am is I'm very resourceful. If you want to know somebody, I find a way to know them. I put myself in those rooms. I do the research. I get my name in front of them. So I do know a lot of people, a lot of influential people, a lot of people making big strides in their life and in business. I truly believe that one of my personal gifts is connection. It's connecting other people. I also happen to have quite an extensive database. I have people in my database that would probably blow your mind. I have people that they're in politics. Some have worked in the White House. I have people that are in the entertainment business. I have some supermodels. I have some fashion designers. I have some of the top leaders. I have a lot of crazy people in my database. I have a couple really fun ones. I have a fun one. He's actually retired. He's a protector, let's say, and he would go into these war-torn countries and pull out civilians. And his stories, every time I meet him and talk to him, his stories are life-changing to me. But I have him. I'll send him an occasional text. Hey, what's up? And he'll respond and give me some insight. And he's just a badass. So I have such a database. I mean, I just shared a tip of who is in my database. I've met these people in my journey in life, through my travels, through different career paths, by putting myself out there, by not knowing a stranger, by loving to talk up people and getting to know what makes them tick. The number one thing, people come to me and they ask me to connect them. Now, in my earlier years, I was very giving and I opened my database for literally anybody. You can be a friend of a friend of a friend whose dad's brother's cousin, dog sitter, needs a contact, and I would have opened my database. I locked my database 10 years ago. My database is for me. Those contacts are for me, and they are for my clients. If I need somebody that specializes in X, somebody that needs something handled in that category, or if I need to call in a favor, it is only for myself or my paying clients. These connections are going to be exclusive to the people inside the mastermind. I had something pop up as recent as yesterday where somebody needed to be connected on something that is a bit, it's a very big life shift. It could be detrimental. And immediately I picked up the phone and I connected two people and I said, you two need to know each other. And the only thing that's going to come out of that is good and positive and hopefully pull somebody out of a very dark time in their life. So when it comes to calling in favors like that, and these two people that I connected both happened to be existing clients of mine, and I knew that they needed to be in contact. So I want to open these and I want to offer these connections to everybody that's inside of this mastermind. Creating powerful business allies is how we connect and grow our business. So it's so important. Inside of the mastermind, we're going to grow with each other in how we overcome challenges. It's very common as we're building businesses to experience fear, anxiety, depression, isolation, procrastination. And when we leave those problems unsolved, it keeps us stuck. So I want to help you get ahead of these situations before they become stumbling blocks or issues. And I'm very good at this because I've lived it. And when you verbalize your challenges, we then dissect them and then we talk them through so you can confront the issue before it induces any kind of serious anxiety, stress, or it can hurt your business. We want to stop it before it gets to that point. So we are going to work together on overcoming challenges. As I shared, I know so much about all of this because I have overcome some pretty detrimental obstacles and tragedies that I needed to become extremely resourceful. And guess what? I walked through the fire and I came out thriving on the other side. Now, if you know me, I do not drink any caffeine and I have a lot of energy. I wake up full of energy. I'm extremely energetic and I love when people say your energy is positive or it's contagious. The common thing I get told is I light up a room or I'm comfortable in who I am. And that is the biggest compliment because I've done a lot of work to get to this point. So I am such a believer of energy and being surrounded by the right people who have enthusiasm for building their brands and businesses that this is why I am making this mastermind by application only. You have to be accepted. Not everyone is going to get in that applies because I want this type of energy. I want the infectious energy that inspires people. Now, I'm a realist. I know we are going to have off days, bad days, days where we want to quit. But the purpose of your mastermind is to remind you of why you started. Why'd you start your business? And I want to lead you back down that path of your purpose. Because in my eyes, quitting is never an option. And last but not least in the mastermind, I am going to teach you something I have been doing for a couple decades. I call it habit stacking. A lot of people can, it's their daily routine. They can look at it many different ways, but it's your daily routine mixed in with time management, mixed in with blending your personal and your business life, accomplishing your goals. Which are your bigger goals? What are the lesser goals? Where do you spend more time that you're focused on? So it's called habit stacking. So I'm going to walk through all of the habits that will lead you to having mental clarity while keeping your health and balance, because we work really long hours when you go into business for yourself. And I don't want you to burn out. Building a business is not a part-time job. It's not even a full-time job. It's a full-time job plus, plus, plus. And in all the years I have been habit stacking, I have learned what works and what doesn't. So together, we're going to put a cohesive plan for every member of the mastermind so that we can draw on your strengths and we can build habit stacking that works for you personally. Because what I do isn't going to work for somebody else and what your plan isn't going to work for the next person. I hope to see you inside of Empire Builders Mastermind. You can go straight to my website, identitybrandbymonicacline.com. It's tagged in the show notes below. And you can sign up to receive the notification when I open registration. Remember, you are worth it. Your dreams are worth it. And with some guidance, love, and consistency, you can make your wildest dreams come to reality. Remember, I'm rooting for you. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you received value from this episode, please post to your Instagram and tag me, or leave a review and comment on the platform you're tuning in from. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also head over to my website and subscribe to Digital Gold, where I share gold nuggets on how to build a brand and a business with multiple revenue streams. I've linked my site in the show notes below. I want to leave you with this. The life and business you desire is so much closer than you think. Go all in on your dreams and do it like your life depends on it. I'm rooting for you.